Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mike Hargrove. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The DH, Cliff Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ted Cox. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gary Alexander. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Rick Wise. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting second. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting third. The DH, Ralph Garr. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ken Kravick. And now, play ball. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hargrove. Bannister reaches second base with a double. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bannister scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Hargrove settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Alexander for a passed ball. Garr moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is hit by the pitch. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Cox reaches second base with a double. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kuiper moves to second. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Kuiper moves to third. Verizer moves to second. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 7-1, Indians. Fred Howard now pitching. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Bonds moves to second. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hargrove. Lemon reaches second base with a double. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Hargrove settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Hargrove settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Alexander strikes out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor juggles the ball. That's an error on Pryor. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hargrove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Verizer moves to third. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got four RBIs. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Garr takes first base on ball four. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hargrove throws the ball into Kuiper, who tags Horta, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Garr moves to third. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning four, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonds hits a line drive towards first. Squires reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Kessinger fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Norris now playing right field. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-1 in the game. Pryor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first, with Wise covering, for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 2 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Hargrove settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hargrove hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manning moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thornton hits a line drive into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta misplays the ball. That's an error on Orta. Manning scores. Norris moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, Indians. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norris scores. Johnson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-1, Indians. Guy Hoffman now pitching. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bannister hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hargrove. Bannister reaches second base with a double. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bannister scores. It's 9-2, Indians. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Orta hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norris. Orta reaches second base with a double. Garr moves to third. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Norris, who is chasing the ball. Washington reaches third base with a triple. Garr scores. Orta scores. It's 9-4, Indians. Paul Ruschel now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 2 in the game. Pryor takes first base on ball 4. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruschel fields it and throws to first for the out. Washington scores. Pryor moves to second. Two outs. It's 9-5, Indians. Wayne Nordhagen pinch hits for Don Kessinger. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Pryor now playing shortstop. Jim Morrison now playing third base. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoffman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 3 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rochelle. Squires moves to third. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Squires scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 9-6, Indians. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Norris takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norris. The throw from May and he is safe. Norris steals second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thornton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Norris. The throw from May and he is out, Morrison applying the tag. Two outs. Cliff Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Ed Farmer now pitching. Gary Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Hargrove settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruschel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 6. The Indians will come to bat. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kuiper hits a line drive towards the mound. Farmer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Verizer takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hargrove for the out. Verizer moves to second. 2 outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Norris for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 9, and the White Sox 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Hargrove settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.